If you've ever wondered how to cut costs in your small business without sacrificing momentum or burning everything to the ground, then this episode is for you. I'm going to break down the most overlooked places where money leaks in small businesses and how to fix them without resorting to penny pinching and slowing you down. We're talking smarter spending, not just less spending. It's all about strategy, sustainability, and staying in control of your bottom line. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. Before I dive into today's episode, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of my listeners who come and hit play and carry on with their day and listen to what I have to say. I hope these episodes have been helpful for you. The reason for saying thank you is because we have just hit 100 episodes. This is 102. So we're rolling. And I just want to take a little time to give back to those of you who have been so loyal and so committed to coming and listening each and every week. This show has certainly been one of the most meaningful parts of my business. And not because it's flashy or going viral, but because it's where I get to show up and speak directly to you. No filters, no funny algorithms, just my real thoughts and strategies that I know can help you build a business that actually works for your life. Every week I sit down behind this mic and imagine I'm talking to one of my clients or business friends. Someone who's in it, right? Someone who's trying to grow without burning out. And if that's you, I just want you to know I see you, I hear you, and I'm so glad you're here. To celebrate this 100 episode milestone, I want to give back in a more personal way. So I'm doing a giveaway, and one lucky listener will win a free 60-minute one-on-one strategy session with me. This is a full hour to dig into your business. We're going to look at where you're stuck, what you want out of your business, and how to get there without spinning your wheels. So it's a pretty special time, just you and I, to dive into the details of your business. So how do you win? Well, there's three ways to enter. You can do any or all of these three things, but you need to do it before June 27th. First thing is share the podcast with a friend. Second is post about it on any social channel you like and tag me. And third is to leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Each one of those counts as a separate entry into the giveaway. So the more you do, the more chances you have to win. And once you've done one or two or all of those things, just click the link below in the show notes and fill out the quick form to let me know what you've done. Again, the giveaway closes at midnight on Friday, June 27th, and I'll announce the winner in next week's episode 103. Thank you again for being part of this journey with me. Truly, this podcast wouldn't exist without you tuning in. And I can't wait to see what the next 100 episodes bring. All right, make sure you do one of those things and get yourself in on the giveaway. All right, now our episode, talking about streamlining costs in your business. So again, something most of us avoid until it's too late, and that's cutting costs. I think there's this myth floating around that cutting expenses means that we're failing, right? We're desperate. We're scaling backward. But even if you think about trimming your spending, it's like you're admitting defeat. And because of that, a lot of small business owners wait too long to take a closer look at their expenses. They stay stuck in this cycle of working harder and hoping sales will just solve everything. But the reality is, the fastest way to profitability might actually be subtracting instead of adding. Here's the truth that's going to bust that myth, because that's not how I want you to go about your days, your weeks, and your year. Cutting costs doesn't mean doing everything yourself or running your business on fumes. This is not about slashing and burning and putting the whole thing down. It's about leading. This is a leadership move, not a panic move. And today I'm going to be talking about how to cut costs in a way that actually strengthens your business. In fact, if you're looking to plan out your year with strategy and intention and know exactly what your goals and priorities are and how to track your progress for success, then I have a resource for you that I don't want you to miss. It's called Your Profit Roadmap. It's a comprehensive training and workbook designed to help you build a data-driven, actionable, goal-crushing business plan for your year. And yes, it doesn't matter that we're in June, you can still grab this and get a lot out of it. I'll share more about it throughout this episode, but check the show notes and you can get the link, Your Profit Roadmap. Okay, let's dive in. First, I want to talk about some quick wins, because the truth of the matter is, sitting and looking at numbers and cutting costs is not always our favorite thing to do. So let's look at something we can get an easy win from. Most businesses have at least a few expenses that can immediately be slashed. Old software that you forgot to cancel, a membership that you keep meaning to use but you never do, tools that overlap somewhere along the way. So let's dig into some of this low-hanging fruit. Again, we're leaking money every month without realizing it. Old software, forgotten subscriptions, or tools that aren't actually being used. So I want to dive into how to do a fast and effective expense audit. Now, when you hear the words expense audit, I don't want you to take out your AirPods and move on. Okay? Fast and effective expense audit. This will not be painful, trust me. And it can actually free up hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars per year without cutting anything critical. So here's how we do it. Step one, pull up your recent profit and loss statement. So you're going to look at your recent P&L inside your accounting software, or if you have a bookkeeper who sends you that once a month, wherever you look at that, I want you to pull up your most recent one. Could be within your accounting, QuickBooks, Wave, Xero. It could be on a spreadsheet. It could be in a PDF, wherever it is. Pull it up and let's take a look. And you're going to focus on a couple of categories, something called operating expenses or subscriptions or software. Go and take a look at the line items within that category. And I want to know what stands out. What don't you recognize right away at a glance? Those are some clues that we have to dig into that further. What is this $53 charge every month? Okay, so those ones that stand out that you don't recognize, keep an eye on those. We want to know what those are. Dig into them further. Step two is to check your credit card and our PayPal statements. So sometimes we have tools and subscriptions that are billed outside of our accounting system. This is especially true if you're using a personal card or using PayPal or those types of things. Go through the last 2 or 3 months of statements. Again, it's not the whole year. Just go through the last 2 or 3 months. And I want you to highlight things that you don't recognize. Highlight things that you haven't used recently. So you've got a software tool, you're paying for it every month, but you can't remember the last time you opened it up. and highlight things that show up in both a monthly and an annual form, because sometimes we can have a common double bill error there. So if you see something and it's showing up every month, and then there's also a line item for a month, for an annual within your credit card statement, highlight that as well. Those are areas we want to take a closer look at. All right, once we've done those two things, you may already have software that you know you can cancel. And if so, go ahead and do it, because that's the greatest win ever, is to quickly find, wait a second, no one's using this software. I forgot to cancel it. Go and cancel it and let's move on. Save yourself some money. Alrighty, and step three is more of a long-term win. So step three is making a list of your current active tools. Now, if you work with me one-on-one, this is one of the first things I do with you when we work together, because it's so important to know where our money is going. So for me, I like to put this in a spreadsheet. If you prefer a Google Doc or paper, it doesn't matter. Just get it out of your head and put it down. So you want to create a list of every piece of software or tool that you're currently using or your team is currently using. So you want things like your email marketing platform, your CRM, your course or your membership platform, things you use for scheduling like a calendar app, project management apps, design or editing tools, AI subscriptions, analytics or tracking platforms. You get where I'm going with this, right? Think about all the different software tools, your website host, etc. And then once you've got that list, I've got a couple of questions I want you to ask yourself. And you can use the spreadsheet for these questions and put the answer down if you want to. The other caveat here is if you have a team member, especially someone you consider your right hand, you can ask them to do this task for you. Pull out all the software tools, figure out how much they're costing each month, and ask themselves these questions. Do I and or the team use this tool regularly? If it's a yes, great, let's go on to the next step. If it's a no, then we have to think, do I really need this? Okay, question number two. Is it essential in how I serve clients or run my business? So is this tool essential for running my business? Question three, is there overlap with another tool? So am I using this tool for one thing, but I could actually do it somewhere else? And number four, can I downgrade to a cheaper plan or cut it out completely? So I recently did this for my own business and I found something very interesting. I'm starting to use Airtable more and more for my business. I think I've told you already, I use it for my podcast management, but I'm also starting to use it as a client hub to keep track of my one-on-one clients and my membership clients. And what I noticed is that I also have Zapier in the background. So remember, Zapier is an automation tool, right? It allows one software tool to speak to another software tool. And so when I went looking, the automations within Airtable are significantly cheaper to pay for every month than the automations in Zapier. Now, I can't replace all of my Zaps with Airtable, but I certainly had Zaps that I could have done in Airtable. So when I move those over, I'm now paying less for Zapier and I'm paying the same amount for Airtable. So things like that, you want to dive into a little bit because you can save some money and reduce the overlap between two tools. Okay, so once you've got your list and you've asked yourself those questions, the next step is to categorize each of those software tools into three columns. So if you want to, if you're in a spreadsheet, just put a column that's priority, and then you're going to have three items: need to have, nice to have, and not needed. If you're using paper, maybe you want to use three different colors for those. So need to have, these are critical for day-to-day function and direct revenue generation, right? So this is something that you absolutely need. You're not getting rid of it. Nice to have, these make things easier, but not necessarily essential for your business growth. And then lastly, not needed. These are tools that are unused, they're redundant, or rarely even looked at. Not needed, right? And you're going to find a few that are not needed right away. And when you do, it's time to celebrate. Go in and cancel those. You just saved yourself some money. All right, and then the last step here is to look for what I call smart swaps and discounts. So again, you don't have to cancel everything to save money, right? Those things are not needed, we've gotten rid of. Here are a few other ways you can save. Can I switch to an annual plan? So generally, software tools that you buy will give you a monthly plan and an annual plan. And you can save 15 to 30% if you purchase it annually. So if it's a tool that you're definitely going to keep using, it's absolutely worth it to do an annual plan. Now, if cash flow is a bit of an issue, then you may want to space out when you make that switch from manual to, or from monthly to annual, right? So just take a look at the budget and how that's going. But if you can afford it, then definitely switch to an annual plan and save yourself 15 to 30%. Another question, is there a lifetime deal? So can I use a similar software that's a one-time paying instead of recurring subscriptions? I absolutely love trying to do this in my business, and I guess I'm on a bit of a mission to see if I can make as many as tools as possible one-time fee platforms, because those recurring subscriptions just eat into your profit. So if you've never tried it, there's a tool like AppSumo where they list a lot of one-time fee platforms. Some of them are great, some of them are not so good, so you got to do your research. But you can easily move some of your tools into those where you pay once. For example, I did this a few years back with my calendar system. I moved it to something called TidyCal, bought it off of AppSumo. At the time, it was $29 forever, right? It's no recurring fee. It's $29 and I'm done. And I can do all the same things that I wanted to be able to do with my calendar within TidyCal. So that saves me the cost of having Acuity or Calendly, which has a monthly fee, right? Again, you have to look at what do you want to do and make sure that the tool you're switching to will allow that. But lots of times we end up paying for a platform that has a lot of bells and whistles that we don't actually use. So can I switch to a more affordable tool that offers similar functionality, right? Again, another example, I have a client using DocuSign for contracts and, you know, anything that needs signatures. And we handle about, I would say, 5 a month contracts or signatures required going through DocuSign. DocuSign at that rate was about $360 a year. On AppSumo, you can buy BreezeDoc or BunnyDoc for about $30 or $40 one-time payment. Okay, so again, I had to do some research. Would these allow us to do all the things we're doing in DocuSign? If they will, guaranteed savings right there, right? So this takes a little bit of time, no doubt, but set a little goal for yourself. Maybe you look at one of these a month, right? Maybe you look at one of these every quarter, but every time you're able to switch to an annual plan or go to a lifetime deal and still get the same functionality, you are saving money over and over and over, because again, those recurring subscriptions eat into your profit every month. This kind of audit doesn't just trim the fat, it actually gives you clarity. It shows you where your money is actually going and whether those expenses are aligned with the business that you're running today, not the one that you had 18 months or 2 years ago. And like I said, I do this with my clients frequently. I've seen clients save $300 to $500 a month just from this one exercise. And those savings, right, can be reinvested back into the business in higher impact areas that really drive growth. So yes, quick wins matter. They can free up cash almost instantly. So if you haven't done this in a while, I highly suggest book some time on your calendar, do a little audit of your P&L, of your bank statements, of your Visa statements, and start to make that list of what software tools you're using and how can you tweak them so that you can save money. All right, now what about the longer term structural leaks that aren't always as obvious, right? But they're slowly leaking money out of our bucket every month. Things like misaligned offers, or delivery systems that are significantly bigger than they need to be, or marketing spend that actually isn't converting. These are the things that quietly erode your profitability while you're busy running the business, right? You're running on a hamster wheel, but behind the scenes, you've got this bucket that's leaking. So let's take a couple examples. You run a service-based business that offers a range of different packages. But over time, you start to notice that your mid-tier package requires almost as much effort as your premium package, but it brings in significantly less revenue. This misalignment can drain resources and reduce overall profitability, right? You want to be paying attention to those kinds of things in your business and realign your offers so that they fit where you are and where you're going. Another example is a business that continues to offer a product or a service out of habit, because we always have, even though it's no longer in demand or aligned with their current brand. And so maintaining these offers can actually divert attention and resources from more profitable ventures. So take the time to be critical and look at your offers, and are they in alignment? Cutting those leaks takes a little bit more thinking, but it's also where you get your biggest returns. All right, let's talk about a cost that doesn't always show up on your bank statement, doesn't show up on your profit and loss, but it can drain your profit all the same. And this is your time. Your time as business leader. This is the one of the most invisible leaks that's hard to quantify, but so, so easy to feel, right? Especially if you've ever said to yourself, it's faster if I just do it myself. I get it. It feels responsible, right? Maybe even frugal when you're thinking, I'll save money by not hiring help or buying the tool. I'll just figure it out myself. But here's the truth. Every hour you spend on a low impact task is money lost, not money saved. So here's a real life example. A client of mine was running a consulting business and spending about 4 to 5 hours a week organizing her calendar, sending client reminders, and chasing down late invoices. All of those tasks she could technically do, and granted, she did them well, but it added up to nearly 20 hours a month on maintenance tasks that didn't move her business forward. That's half a full work week every month spent on busy work. But here's the kicker. When we calculated what her time was actually worth based on her client rates and her revenue goals, those 20 hours were costing her over $3,000 a month in opportunity cost. This is not actual money spent, but money not earned, because her time was stuck in admin land. See where I'm going here? She thought she was being smart by not hiring a VA or investing in better systems. But really, she was underpaying herself, burning out, and limiting her business's growth. So I want to ask yourself this. What tasks eat up your time but don't grow your revenue or impact? They're usually things like managing your inbox or your calendar, formatting and publishing content, posting to social media without a clear plan, editing podcasts or videos yourself, researching tools that you might never buy, and repeating the same steps every time a client signs on with you. Now, I'm not saying, right, go ahead and delegate everything today. Awareness is the first step. I want you to track how you're spending your time for a few days and look at it honestly. The clarity you're going to get is eye-opening, but also freeing. Are you acting like the CEO of your business or the unpaid intern? If your revenue is stalled and you're feeling stretched thin, the answer probably isn't work harder. It might be to stop doing the 10-hour tasks so you can focus on the 1,000-hour tasks, the strategy, the service delivery, the sales generating activities that only you can do. Your time is not a free resource. And when you start treating it like the valuable asset it is, your business is going to reflect that. All right, the fourth area I want to dive into is marketing that bleeds money. This is one of the sneakiest places that small business owners lose money. Now, I know it sounds backwards, right? Marketing is supposed to make you money, not bleed money. But in reality, I've seen so many smart business owners spend thousands on marketing tactics that feel productive, but don't actually convert. And it starts small. Boosting a post on Instagram here and there because, quote, the reach looks promising. Buying into a tool with all the bells and whistles, thinking it'll automate your marketing overnight. Hiring someone to run your Facebook ads, even though you haven't nailed your messaging yet. And these on their own aren't inherently bad decisions. They're just out of sequence. They're not in the right order for where you are in your business. So imagine spending money over 3 months on Facebook ads, and those ads were sending people to a lead magnet you had. Sounds good, right? Well, only if your nurture sequence is set up on the back end of that, and your offer is clear, and that whole funnel is converting organically first. We want the money that you put into marketing not just to be an expense, but rather a growth strategy. So if you're putting money on it, you need to know that it's working organically first. And here's a simple way to start auditing. Is my marketing costing me money? So ask yourself, where are my customers actually coming from? You don't need a massive spreadsheet. You don't need a fancy CRM. You can usually get a clear pattern of this by clearly looking. Where were your most recent 5 to 10 clients? Where did they come from? How did they find you? Your most engaged content. What gets saved? What gets shared? What gets replied to? Your sales calls. What are people saying when they come in on those sales calls? What do they actually know about you? Because often what happens is we throw money at marketing to feel visible, not to drive results. It's another form of busy work that looks like progress, but really it's draining your cash flow. So before you think, oh, Donna's on a rant here, don't spend any money on marketing. That's not the lesson I want you to have. Marketing isn't about doing more. It's about doing what works better. But you need to know that it's working first. So if you're spending on ads, on software, or on services that help you with your marketing, I want you to ask yourself, am I clear on the goal of this spend? Do I have the back-end systems to support it? And what's the actual return? Not just the impression count or the likes or the smiley faces. What's the actual return that I'm expecting? Cutting costs in your marketing doesn't mean ghosting your audience or disappearing from the internet. It means spending with strategy. And when you do, every dollar works harder for you, and your profit margins are going to thank you for it. So take some time to look critically at what you're spending on marketing, and is it giving you the return? Are you clear on what the goal is? Do you have the back-end system to support it? And what's the actual return that you're expecting and getting? All right, lastly here is our mindset shift. I hope you can see by now that cutting costs isn't just a spreadsheet exercise. It really starts with how we're thinking. Because what we're really doing is learning to spend like a CEO, not like a service provider or a solopreneur trying to keep the lights on. Sustainable spending is a leadership skill. It's not about being frugal to the point of burnout or, you know, over-optimizing every single line item in your budget. It's about making intentional decisions. It's about choosing where your money and your time go with the same clarity you use to serve your clients or to create your offers. When I work with business owners who feel stuck, 9 times out of 10, the spending issue isn't that they're spending too much. It's that they're spending without a clear filter. They're reacting instead of leading. I always encourage my clients, and to be honest, myself as well, to do a quarterly or at least a biannual expense review. Again, this is not from a place of panic, but from a place of curiosity. What can I cut so I don't fail? That's not the question we're asking. The question is, what am I currently funding that no longer reflects where I'm going? Because your business is evolving and your spending needs to evolve with it. So this is a reason why I created the tool, Your Profit Roadmap. It's to give you practical CEO level process for figuring out what actually moves the needle in your business. It helps you track where your time and money are going, identify leaks and low return on investment work, and then redirect your resources towards the things that drive revenue, improve delivery, and create sustainability. You can check out the link in the show notes. It's not a magic budget spreadsheet. It's a tool that helps you think like the leader your business needs. So you can stop feeling like you're just reacting to cash flow issues and start making decisions with intention. It's not here to trim your business down to nothing. No, the opposite is true. You're clearing space to grow stronger, cleaner, and more focused. It's about trading clutter for clarity. And that, my friends, is not a desperate move. It's a powerful one. So if this episode sparks something for you, if you're realizing it's time to get more intentional with your expenses, or you're ready to reallocate resources to your business so it actually works better for you, then your profit roadmap is the next best step. It's straightforward, actionable, and built for small business owners who want more profit without more hustle. Again, you can find the link in the show notes to get started. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope this episode was helpful, and I can't wait to see where you saved by slashing some of those tools you don't need, by making a list of necessary software, and by seeing what you can tweak and change to move to annual or move to a long-term one-time license. It's going to make a difference. All right, I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.